as you guys have talked about and what we've been talking about, we have done a study or sermon on fasting, on the body of Christ, on building up the church, on who we are as a church. And so last week we talked about climbing the ladder. And we talked about the fivefold ministry. And that's something we as a church want. All of us want that. Talking with you guys, we want the fivefold. And so we've been talking about the fivefold ministry. And the first one I want to talk to you about, just to give you a quick recap. The number one that we want to do is we want apostles. Number two, prophets. The third, evangelists. We want to build these up. We want to have these gifts in the church, right? The church is still alive and well today. We don't believe that these spiritual gifts have died off after the apostles died. We believe that the Holy Spirit is still active and alive and well today and Amen. Wants to give us these spiritual gifts. Yes. And so then we go to the fourth one, the fourth gift, which was last week that we talked about. And I know it's pastors, so you know, you all looking at me. But you know, God can call you to be a pastor as well. And when we talked about what Jesus was talking about when he reinstated Peter, was to feed the sheep of mine, feed my lambs. That's all of us. We got to protect our kids. We got to protect the people in the church. We all are in this together. And if God's calling you to be a pastor, I want to encourage you to encourage that gift. I want you to go after that gift. We want to help you. And the fifth one is teachers. And I've seen a lot of teachers come through this church, and I'm seeing a lot of teachers now. And a lot of you have stepped up and taught children or helped out in any way. But teachers are also in the church, but we train people to go out of the church and to teach as well. Evangelism is very important. Evangelists we need. Teachers we need. Apostles we need. Prophets we need. We need all of these things. And so as we looked at the fivefold and climbing this ladder of faith and climbing the spiritual gifts, we talked about it in Ephesians 4, and we have to make sure we're doing things right, though. And that's what we're going to talk about. Now, as Paul said in Ephesians 4, that our responsibility is to equip the church. The responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, which is the body of Christ. Now, Paul gave us some things on Ephesians 4. He said, always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, and make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. That's what we as a church have to do even today. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. And Christ gives these to the church. So, I'm going to go to Romans 12. Let's go to verse 3. Romans 12, verse 3 is the key text today. And the title of this sermon is Building Up the Body. So we've been talking about the body and the body of Christ and getting spiritual gifts. And what are all these things that are about? And as we've learned what the body of Christ is, as we've learned what the spiritual gifts that God gives us to build up the church, we have to keep one thing in mind. So let's look at the text. Romans 12. Verse 3 says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. And then he says, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy according with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And that's the text we're going to look at today. We all know what Paul's talking about. He's talking about to the church in Rome. And as we've discussed probably the last couple of months, those of you that have been here, you kind of know the context of what we're talking about. Most of our stuff is about the early church. When Pentecost came and Jesus said, I'm going to send the advocate. And the advocate came. And now we have God with us all the time. We don't, you know, when Jesus was on this earth, people had to wait for hours and hours or days just to pray to Jesus and him touch him. But now, he's everywhere. He was always everywhere. Don't misunderstand. My point is, the advocate was sent. And now we all have the Holy Spirit at any time, any place, anywhere, separately as individuals. We have the Spirit of God with us. And so the Holy Spirit came. The early church has started. And now the churches that are being planted are beginning to get these spiritual gifts. Now, one of the things that was happening in the early church is that these gifts were starting to get glorified. But the intention was the person that was having the spiritual gift was glorified. And Paul is trying to clarify here, and then not just in Romans, but in the church in Corinth and Corinthians, you'll see it as well, that Paul says, make sure you don't glorify the person or just one gift. In Corinthians, it was tongues. Tongues was considered glorified, and almost to a point where they did it so much that the person that could speak in tongues was glorified beyond that. They were like on another level. And what Paul's trying to say here, and what we as a church should know, is that if you have any of these spiritual gifts we've been talking about, you got to stay humble. You have to be on the same level, which is under the power of God.
Yes.
Now, what I mean by that is to be humble. God is above us. So as we climb this ladder in faith and we're building the body of Christ in this church, we have to remain humble all the time. And that's by having a servant heart, as God showed. Building your life in the body of Christ starts with being humble. I'll say it again. Building your life in the body of Christ starts with being humble. You have to have a start in everything. And then you have to build from it. As we develop our spiritual gifts, we have to continue to strive to grow in those gifts. One example of this is a professional athlete. And I know most of you here know of sports. And one example of this is, some of you are going to cringe, but Tom Brady. Most of you are probably tired of hearing his name, right? We all heard about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's an interesting illustration for this because he's a professional athlete. Professional athletes have to have a lot of talent. They have to have a lot of strength and speed. There's thousands of people who compete for these, you know, positions. They don't have the NFL. They have below the NFL and other developmental leagues. And then it's just a very big competition. So to get to that level, you have to be very trained. You have to be in great shape. And you have to be smart. It's a whole different thing. So first you have to be very gifted. You can't just be gifted and not work out and exercise your gift, because you'll just get lazy and out of shape. But all the time, people talk about Tom Brady. He's got 6 Super Bowl rings, right? He's, you know, all this great stuff. He's considered the GOAT, which, to clarify, they're not talking about the animal. The GOAT means greatest of all time, just to give y'all a heads up. In case you're talking about sports with somebody, somebody says he's the GOAT, and you go, the GOAT? Why are you calling him a goat? Anyway, but he's considered one of the best. Many love him, and many do not, right? But Tom didn't start as some woo and awe athlete when he made it to the NFL. I looked up what his draft pick was. He wasn't the first round draft pick. He wasn't number 1, 2, 3, 4. He was number 199. He was a 6th round draft pick. Now, I want to be honest with you. When you get to the 6th round, you're still good, but they don't really think you're going to amount to much. Maybe 3 years on the practice squad. Maybe as a QB, you'll be a great backup. But Bill Belichick turned him around, saw his gifts, and he built him into a machine and a program and franchise that's considered one of the best of all time. And now, he's considered one of the greats. My point is that we all have to start somewhere. Many of you think right now that you're not worth much. You think that where you're at in life, that God can't use you. Start. Start right now. You may think you're a sixth round draft pick, but God doesn't. God thinks you're a first round draft pick because we all have talent, because we're alive, we're well, we love the Lord, and we want God to use us. We want to serve Him. You have to start. But the second thing we have to know about this is that we have to be humble. Now, Tom has won 6 Super Bowl rings, or championships, right? Let's not forget that he's also had some playoff losses. But not only that, but he lost last year to the Eagles, right? He's actually lost 3. Now, how hard is that to go all the way to the big dance and then lose? There's wins, there's losses. You have to remain humble. You're going to win, you're going to lose, you're going to have hard times, but you have to be humble and remember that God can take you down if you get too big. Another thing I want to point out is that professional athletes eventually have an end. Physical athletes and physical strength and all these things are great, and you get a lot of attention and media and all this stuff. But the bottom line is this: Tom Brady's going to have to retire. Everybody on the offense and defense and teams, they're only going to play for about 10 to 15 years. Now, he may play a little longer. But my point is, Father Time begins to catch up with you, right? Yep. Eventually, your body goes away. Eventually, you have to retire. And yeah, he'll be considered a legend. And yeah, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. And yeah, he'll have one of those bronze-looking statue things or whatever. Okay, great. But when it's all said and done, he's going to have to stop the sport. He's going to have to no longer be in the spotlight, and he's going to die. Now, I'm not preaching to Tom here, but my point is, this is physical. Spiritual gifts are a lifetime. They're not just in your prime. If you receive a gift, a spiritual gift, you receive it in church or at home, whatever it may be, and I've been talking to you, and you've shared with me, you're pursuing these gifts, whatever they may be. If you get it, don't just stop. Don't retire. Keep going. Yes. Spiritual gifts are for a lifetime. And God can use us for those spiritual gifts, but we have to start by remaining humble. There's something else I want to point out as well. And Paul's talking about this. Remember, one body, okay? One body of Christ. God gives us the gifts. You may have the gifts now. Awesome. I want you to use those gifts. I encourage you to use those gifts in the church. Don't be afraid. I encourage you to step out and step out in faith and let God use you. But some of you don't have the gift yet that you've been praying for. Let us never ever think that we're better than anyone else. And let us never ever talk down on somebody or look at them any different just because they have a gift that you have and they currently don't. Remain humble during this time. Can I be honest with you? This is a crucial time in our church. We have obviously made a lot of changes. We have obviously had seen some great things. We're seeing the Spirit of God move. We're seeing God answer prayers. We're seeing miracles take place. And I really feel as a church we're about to just really take off. But we have to build our gifts. Build up the church, and all of us have the servant mindset in order to keep that going. So there's 3 things to do. How do we do this? Okay, Roberts, you've been preaching to me for, 14 minutes and 15 seconds. Okay, tell me how to do it. Here we go. Number one, draw closer to God. This is prayer time. This is Bible time. This is worship time. I want you to extend it beyond more than you ever had this week. Maybe fasting again. It's okay. It's okay to fast again. Your flesh won't want you to do that. Satan won't want you to do that. But if you really feel that the Holy Spirit wants to use you, I encourage you to draw closer to God this week. Yes. We've been talking about this. Remember in James, he said, when you draw closer to God, he comes to you. He comes closer to you. Ask God for these gifts. Say, Lord, I want you to use me, Lord, and do it humbly. Draw closer to Him. Number two, apply these gifts by serving in the church. We have people serving in the church now. I encourage you, if you're not serving yet, to serve. By serving, you see what God wants you to do. And do what you love. Do what you love. Do what your heart desires to do. Do what God wants you to do. But serve. And as you're serving in the church, begin to serve others, your neighbor. Serve your coworkers, your family, your friends, even the people you don't like. Oop, I said it. Serve your enemies. That's hard.
Yes.
But, thank you for your honesty, by the way. But, it's what God wants us to do. Serve, serve, serve. And number three, and this is what we've been talking about, remain humble during this time. God can take anyone down that's prideful. If you're not being humble about it, that's not a good thing. Not honoring God and giving Him the praise and glory for it is not a good thing. Serve those around you. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. And that was Jesus who said that. He can take us down if He wants to. God can build us up if He wants to. But the bottom line is, let's go after the gift. Let's ask God for the gift. Let's apply the gift, and let's remain humble during this time. Some of you may say, well, I've tried, but God's not answering me. He's not. It's just not working. Keep going. Dig deeper. Get stronger. Get desperate for God. Spend some more time. Set time aside. Say, Lord, here I am. We talked about desperate prayers a couple of months ago. God is okay with desperate prayers. There's prayers all throughout the Bible where there's desperate, honest, open prayers with the Lord. Give it to Him. And maybe instead of asking God that you want this or you want that, maybe you can say, Lord, I just want you to use me for your kingdom and your glory. And if it is one of these gifts, may your will be done. And may I receive it. God is faithful. God wants us to be used in the church. God wants us, and we've gone through different things of lists and the spiritual gifts of different things. And we all have, just like Paul said, different things. So whatever it may be, I just want you to encourage you, between you and Him, pursue it, receive it, and apply it. God is faithful, and He wants you to have these gifts. Final thing, and I want you to encourage you to write these down. Jesus is the head of the church. So to be a part of the body and to build into the body, you have to do this. Number one, join the body. You have to join the body of Christ in order to be in the body of Christ. That's it. There's no other pathway. There's no other, well, if I do this a certain time or I say this a certain amount of time. No, you got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the only way to get to the kingdom of heaven. It's the only way to get to the body of Christ and serve in the church. That's just the bottom line. Number two, you have to learn the body. What are you talking about, learn the body? You got to know who Jesus is and you got to grow in Christ. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Now, how can you know His voice if you're not being closer to Him, if you're not learning the Bible and learning what the Word of God says? And how can you discern the gifts or discern what the Lord is saying if you don't know Him, if you don't learn Him? Third thing is to build the body. Not physically. I'm not talking about lifting weights here. Sorry I did that. I don't know why I did that. You got to build the body. The Word of God is a living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword that pierces the division of soul and spirit and discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That's in Hebrews 4. In order to build up the body of Christ and build up your relationship with the Lord, you have to build it yourself. And we as a church build it as well. And the fourth thing is, use the body of Christ. Use your gift. apply it. As you begin to develop these gifts, apply the gift. Apply it in the church. Build each other up. And then guess what happens after we've done all these things? We now go outside the church and be the church.
Yeah.
But we have to build each other up before we go out into the mission field, which is right outside these doors. This community is hurting. There's a lot of people who are broken. And you know this, you see it personally. That spiritual gift that God has given you or will give you, you can use. But you got to use it. And you have to use these three things. You have to be able to sit down and go through this process. Some of you, it's already happened. Some of you, it's about to happen. Some of you, it may take time. I'm not God here. I'm not going to give you a prediction. I'm not going to, you know, anything like that. That's between you and the Lord. But what I can do as your pastor is encourage you that to do this. But not only do this, but it's a good thing. Just know that spiritual gifts are from God. It's a gift. Humbly do it and do these four things. And as you see in your bulletin, I encourage you, maybe there's some things that you need to weed out. Maybe there's some things that are distracting you or distorting you or taking you away. And that's what the enemy does. He distracts, he distorts, and tries to destroy. I'll say it again. The enemy distracts, distorts, and destroys. He distracts you from God, takes you away. He's just like a little gnat, you know, or a fly. He's just all around. He tries to distract. He distorts. He distorts the word of God. He distorts what people say or read. He tries to distort that. And then he seeks to destroy you and your life with Christ. It's just how the enemy works. It's just the way it is. So we have to do these things as a church. And I'm not trying to babble on and go on and on, but this has just really been very, very heavy on my heart. I believe as a church we have to have these spiritual gifts. And I'm seeing them now. And I just encourage you again to keep on. Keep pressing. And God can use you.